USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coastal South Carolina could get hit pretty hard by Hurricane Dorian over the next couple days. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott reminds everyone,
complacency leads to catastrophes, not only for you, but for the emergency responders that will be charged with the responsibility of coming to get you. If you are in a mandatory evacuation area, leave.
Scott was speaking there on Fox News. The Trump administration is giving states $1.8 billion to fight the opioid epidemic.
These funds will be delivered to the communities where the help is most needed.
Speaking at the White House on Wednesday, the president says the opioid epidemic is a national emergency.
In this effort, nothing is more important than defeating the opioid and addiction crisis.
And your final numbers on Wall Street for Wednesday, the Dow rose 232 points to close at 26,350. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
YouTube will have to pay $170 million to settle claims that violated child privacy laws. The FTC and the New York Attorney General claim YouTube earned millions by illegally collecting personal information from children without their parents' consent, which is a violation of the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update on the horrific fire that took place just off the coast of California.
Dive teams continue to pull bodies from the waters off Southern California after a massive boat fire happened early Sunday morning. The Coast Guard says 33 bodies have been recovered. One person remains missing out of 39 people known to have been on board, as the five crew members were able to escape. The cause of the fire unclear, but NTSB investigators are out in force at the scene trying to figure out what happened and why.
For more news, check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Turning now to political news, Senator Bernie Sanders is running for the Democratic presidential nomination, and he raised a few eyebrows in South Carolina when he said he will soon release a plan that will eliminate medical debt from this country.
We are introducing legislation that would end all medical debt in this country. And the bottom line is, it is an insane and cruel system which says to people that they have to go deeply into debt or go bankrupt because of what? Because they came down with cancer, or they came down with heart disease, or they came down with Alzheimer's or whatever. This is something we're working on and we will introduce.
The senator did acknowledge that $81 million in medical debt owed by Americans is a lot of money, but also says that this is the right thing to do. The UK has a new line of stamps that honor a British musician. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
The UK's Royal Mail Service is announcing a new line of stamps centered around Elton John. The stamps show Elton John performing live, along with album covers, including Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Postcards, stamp books, and framed stamp sheets are also available. On Twitter, Royal Mail said, "The Elton John collection salutes one of the biggest selling and most influential artists in the history of popular music. John is the second musician to receive a stamp collection, following David Bowie in 2017. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.